Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gats.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind.
I'm losing my mind.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face, I don't like your jerk-off behavior, and I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed, like, in the 70s, and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast.
Thank you.
Number 217. My name is Terry Guile. I'm the white guy of the podcast. And across the table, we got my co-host.
I'm Gatch. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing good. He's the Indian of the podcast.
I am.
And we got some Sex Pistols in the background. 17.
Uh-huh. 17, what's that song about?
It's about the age 17. Listen. It's from the album Spunk. I think it's about a girl who's only 17.
Oh, like Winger? Winger
yeah,
style?
Yeah, but I didn't want to do Winger again because we did that
in
season one.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was like, you know, he's all wanking on some 17-year-old
He's
girl.
Wanking on a 17-year-old.
He's wanking.
He's a lazy sod. We got a special guest in the studio with us today.
We do. We have super fan
Jared Nelson. Yeah, look
Welcome
for his
to
videos.
The show. How you doing, Mang?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good.
All right, thanks for
right
being
on.
Here.
No problem.
You like the Sex Pistols at all? Are they too?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I've got their first LP.
Cool.
Which one is that?
Never mind the Bullocks.
Ooh.
Here's the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, and that had Anarchy in the UK.
Yep. It had a lot of good ones. Pretty Vacant, Holiday.
Do you prefer the version, the Sex Pistols version of Anarchy in the UK or the Motley Crue version?
Or Megadeth.
No, I was going to get to that, though.
Oh, sorry, I blew it.
Motley Crue first.
I didn't even know they did it.
Yeah, they did on the Decade of Decadence. You know, are you familiar with that version?
No, I'm not familiar with that version, but I've heard the Megadeth fate.
All right, well, let's go, because I know you're not going to pick the Motley Crue version. So let's go Sex Pistols version or the Megadeth version.
Yeah, the Sex Pistols.
Good job. Because I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Megadeth's a little too metal to be doing Anarchy in the UK.
That is true.
They're trying to be punk.
They effed up part of the lyrics.
Yeah, they changed it. Purposely, I guess. I can't remember what part it was.
Well, so did Motley Crue. They said something like, motherfucking bye, bye, yeah, I'm Vince Neil, yeah.
Vince Neil, yeah. I don't know about all that.
So what have you been doing, Jared? You been hitting any shows lately?
Yeah, I checked out the Norskaw show they had a while back at the Dixie.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that was pretty good.
Right on.
I missed that one. I ran out
that
of
That was
gas.
The one when they played with Nether Regions and Diesto.
Yeah. That was a good show to miss.
It was a good show.
I mean, not a good show to miss.
It was a good show.
It was a bad show to miss.
Anything, any others? What's the downtown Albany scene? You ever go to anything down there?
Like Riley's or
No, they haven't had anything for a while. Every once in a while, Mercer hits up Riley's, but
yeah.
Lately it's pretty much been Corvallis or the Dixie for the hard rock and metal shows.
Yeah,
well, I was talking to my friend today, and he's kind of, he knows some of the local, you know, rhyme tossers. Is that a term for a rapper, a rhyme tosser?
I guess. If it yeah. wasn't, it is now.
Yeah, yeah. So they're tossing out rhymes and stuff, but I guess he said, my friend said that his friend had a friend who had a friend, and that his friend was actually this guy's friend, the original, like the second one, who was just my friend's friend. But he's a rapper, and he, rhyme tosser, he went over and did a show over at Riley's, and he was treated like crap, too. It was, so it's not just metal bands, it's just...
He was treated like rap.
He was trying to, like, see rap, you know, so...
So that's pretty much, like, 8 degrees of separation from what the real story is, if it was a friend of 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 a friend.
Yeah, it was, but it could also be a friend of a friend, but he also happened to be a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. It was kind of like a little loop there.
Well, maybe Riley's are just jerks. Maybe they just want to do their dance party.
Maybe, you know, well, that's what they should do then.
And I've heard that...
Because I mean, that's what the crowd that goes there, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like at Impulse.
So, I mean, why would they want to change that?
Like Impulse and Corvallis are getting to where they're... I heard they were telling Dave Wilson that they might want to keep doing the shows, but maybe have them from like 8 to 11 so they could still have Dance Party USA when all the college chicks come in. Because when we played there before,
yeah.
some chicks came in
and then
they
around.
Left. Yeah. And then those some of them came in,
sons of bitches.
These sluts. They had their short skirts on and their makeup all done, and then they watched some Audiophobia, and then they bailed. But yeah, I, like you said, talking to Carl, unfortunately, yep. if it's not dubstep or dance, a lot of the younger kids aren't into it.
I think that might work, though, an earlier show time frame, because a lot of people, it seems, that want to go out and support, that don't go out and support, are of the older ilk.
Really?
Well, I think, well, the ones that don't end up going out, right? Sometimes it's because it's late for them or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
There's
100 reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that is one that, well, maybe they won't be able to throw, I guess, at the wall. If it's from 8 to 11, maybe it's like, you can't really tell me it's too late for you.
Yeah. And that's why some people have the comedy shows and stuff earlier, because mm-hmm. a lot of the older folks don't, even younger folks, if they have kids and whatnot, they don't want to, they can't stay out that late.
Yeah.
Can't be out till 1 o'clock podcasting.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So hope everybody's having a good Friday and get your weekend kicked off really nice.
Well, you got any plans for the weekend, Jared?
Yeah. On Saturday, I'm going to be hitting up the Cloud and Kelly's for Blood Cobra and Arkweld.
Oh, I still haven't got to see Blood Cobra.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're more 80s thrash oriented and right some sludge elements.
Do they have three guitarists?
Chris and Brady Grish, Mark France, and they've got a bass player and they've got a drummer.
Sweet, I don't think I knew that it was Brady's brother Chris. I went to school with him, and Brady went to my school too, but he was like quite a bit younger than me, so he was always in the middle school when I was in the high school. But
yeah, you were playing ping pong with them in the hallways?
Yeah. Not literally, but yes. So I knew Chris, and he was like a grade or two below me, and I knew that he played guitar, and back in the day with my older friend Adam Scramstad, I think we might have jammed a couple of times, but I knew he stopped playing for many years, and now that's cool to hear that he's back gigging and playing in a band.
Can you say his name again, but say it like, Chris!
Chris! Chris Gregg! Chris! Why do you want me to say it like that? Is there...
Like Gene Simmons.
Oh, Chris!
Yeah, what is it? Cherry Chris!
Cherry Chris.
Have you been working on any bird calls?
No, but I heard some cool bird calls. They were actual birds, though.
Oh, yeah.
Had our godson down.
It wasn't a New Orleans owl?
I think it was an oriole.
Oh, really?
Oriole? Really?
Was it from Maryland?
No.
It would have to be, dude, because Baltimore. Just like champagne comes from only champagne.
Now, is the oriole a black bird? Is it black in color? Or non-color, whatever black is? Because I heard that there's a lot of black folks in Baltimore. Seriously, like more than most places.
Yeah, for sure.
Maryland. Uh-huh. That doesn't sound like a place where there would be a lot of black people.
No, but they definitely have their ghetto scene. You know, there's a big drug, heroin kind of a crack thing going on. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. I was on vacation in Virginia, and then we drove up to D.C.
Wow.
That's awesome. What'd you do while you were there?
We saw the Lincoln Memorial.
Uh-huh.
And some of the other ones.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln.
One of my favorite quotes is, there's actually two of them that I enjoy from Abraham Lincoln. One is, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And the other one is, hey, get yourself some Lincoln logs.
I'm going to have to contest those two quotes. Wait, did you read those on the internet?
I did.
Oh, well, then that's what the deal is. Because they didn't have Lincoln Logs or the internet.
Did you play with Lincoln Logs when you were younger? I did. I remember them fondly.
I think I did when I was a kid.
Internet.
I remember having many of them, and I remember many of them laying out in the yard for some reason.
Huh. They're little, though.
They are. But you can just toss them and they go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I was throwing them at birds. I don't really remember tossing them out there. I just remember seeing them in the yard.
Do you remember those weird things that look? They had like a wheel on them, and you go
a wheelo,
like that, and it would go.
Yeah, a wheelo.
That's what they're called.
Uh huh. A wheelo.
Now, what was the whole point of that? Just like a yo-yo on a stick or something?
It was kind of like a yo-yo. But man, if you got that thing going, I mean, it would really get whipping. It was like a science toy.
What about those knocker balls? Remember those on a string?
Did
you used to? No.
Uh-uh.
They'd have like a little.
Is that like kick the can?
No, it's like two balls,
uh-huh.
Kind of like you have in your scrotum,
uh-huh.
But they're like hard acrylic,
uh-huh.
And they usually are some cool color. And then they have a string, and then they got like a little loop to put your finger in, and you go click, 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 and then you can double click them to where they go.
They probably outlawed those by now.
Because you go tick, 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 and then it smacks you on the elbow, and it's like, oh.
They probably outlawed those by now because isn't that like a bolero or whatever where you can wrap it around people's feet?
Probably. So my cousin was using one of those, and he's like, tick, 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 and it started to hit him. So he let go of it and flew up and wrapped around the basketball hoop, which was an old school wooden backboard. And then he just said, fuck it, and left it up there. And then the sun came out and was like shining.
This must have been the next day because the sun will come out tomorrow.
Through the little acrylic ball,
and
it acted like a magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah.
It caught the backboard on fire, which was connected to their garage. His dad, which is my uncle, was the fire chief. Had to come out to his own house to put out the basketball backstop, all because of those clickers. So maybe that's why they're outlawed as well.
Maybe.
So that was a weird story I just remembered as we were talking
about
old toys.
That's insane, man.
Like Slinkies and Legos.
Yeah. Did you ever have any accidents with toys as a youngster?
No, I don't think so.
I fell on a pipe and right on my eye one time, tripping on a hose running in the backyard. You got to be careful, man. Safety first.
Was it a crack pipe or like a...
It was a crack pipe. Right in the eye.
Wow. Did you get high?
No, I got some Spider-Man and Incredible Hulk shoes near that time because I remember having the
picture. Was that a reward for getting hurt?
No. I think I got them around that time. I just remember having a picture of me in a black eye holding up my Spider-Man and Hulk shoe boxes.
You used to hang out with black guys when you were a kid?
Uh-huh. Yeah, black guy.
Weird. That's weird because Indians don't usually cross-pollinate with other races.
How?
That was just nice. I have been working on my woodpecker call. You ever heard a woodpecker besides the...
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard a woodpecker do that?
No. Sounds like he's sniffing in between.
I have apple trees that have like woodpecker holes that are like an eighth of an inch apart all the way around the tree, all the way up and down the whole length of the tree.
Do you like woodpeckers, Jared?
I don't know.
What about woody woodpecker?
You don't really have a...
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think kangaroos, when you envision a kangaroo in Australia right now, right? Envision a kangaroo from Australia.
I see.
In your mind, is he wearing boxing gloves?
No.
In my mind, he was.
That's weird.
I think kangaroos come with their own set of boxing gloves.
I don't think so.
No?
That's only in cartoons.
Well, that's... Where else do you see a kangaroo? Other than in my street.
In the outback.
Well, at the steakhouse?
Yeah.
Well, do they just stomp on all the peanuts? On the peanut shells?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been to the outback?
No.
Have you ever been to any of those steakhouses that have peanuts all over the ground? Peanut shells?
I don't think so.
I have never either.
Really?
There's
a place in Junction City that's called something else steakhouse. Something
else. That's a weird.
No, the food is really something else. You should go there. But no, they have like.
Do you think rats would like want to like.
They would. And it's weird to go there because they give you like a bucket, like about the size of those Corona buckets that you can get. And they're full of peanuts. And it's like your appetizer, like a barbecue place might bring you cornbread or whatever.
If you go over to Darcel's up in Portland, you get a bucket of peanuts.
So, ooh. How many peanuts come in one bucket? Peanuts. So they encourage you just to crack your nuts, eat them, and then throw the shells on the ground, which that's easy for some people, maybe, if they're
sloths. Did you do it?
I tried to put them in a pile on the table, and then the party that I was with just went whoosh, and just threw them on the floor. And I was like, dude. And they're like, look, they're already. I said, I know, but that's rude. You don't just throw peanut shells on people's floors.
You should have said you're just trying to build a mountain.
I was trying to build a mountain of peanuts. Like,
have you ever built a mountain of peanuts, Jared?
No.
Have you built a mountain of dirt as a child?
No.
Really?
I don't
even just
so.
Like play it in the yard and just like, hey, I'm building a mound of dirt.
How can you build a mountain?
A mound of dirt.
Oh, a mound.
What about have you played King of the Hill?
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, the game King of the Hill.
Do you like King of the Hill or King of Queens better?
King of the Hill.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Because Kevin James is an idiot. Have you ever seen his stand-up?
No, I'm not a big Kevin James fan, although his show isn't half bad.
He's big. He's pretty big.
What kind of comedy is his stand-up?
You got any gum? I don't know. It's unmemorable to me. I don't even remember. That's how bad it is.
Who are some of your favorite comics, Jared? Do you have, name like three comics that you enjoy stand-up comedians?
I like Chris Castles.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
local throw out, and yeah, local and shout out.
And Dan Kroll, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Local. Do you like chicken?
Yeah.
Dan Kroll grows chickens.
He does. He's actually culling some roosters. You know what culling a rooster is?
No.
That's killing them. I wonder if that. Do you think that's like from an accent thing? Like,
culled them.
I culled them. I culled them.
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested though? Because he's got some roosters for sale. It's generally a tougher cut.
No, I'm not interested.
He doesn't want to buy roosters.
Generally a tougher cut of chicken.
What do you mean? The meat's tougher?
Meat is tougher in a rooster.
Well, then why would you want it?
Well, they're good for like boiling and for stock and for like chicken noodle soup.
I prefer beef.
I'm sure
beef.
There's other applications too.
I prefer beef to chicken.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Have you ever eaten a horse?
No, I have not.
Have you ever felt like you
were
so hungry that you could eat a horse?
I've been pretty hungry, but
have you ever
you survive for how many days without food, though?
I've heard people doing 40-day fasts. But they got to drink water and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a weird fucking thing that it just reminded me of. This is kind of off the subject, but speaking of not eating or not drinking, my father-in-law has had a bad kidney disease for many years, and he's had to be on dialysis and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Well, they found out that one of his kidneys was totally doesn't work, and the other one only works 9%. So they said, we're going to take both your kidneys out.
Why wouldn't they just say 10%, though?
I don't know. They want to be exact. So have you ever heard of anyone being able to live without any kidneys? I thought that was impossible. But apparently it's possible.
I'm with dialysis, though, man.
Yeah,
he
has to do dialysis 5 days a week. But check this out. Do you know what the size of a regular kidney is?
About the size of a kidney bean.
You could hold one in your hand.
Oh, okay.
And they're supposed to weigh anywhere between a quarter to a third of a pound. Okay.
Wow. What's the going rate for him, though, per pound?
I don't know. But his kidneys, looked like two aborted fetuses. They were longer than the doctor's arms. They were 8 pounds each, and they're supposed to be a third of a pound. They were in his body like that, and his belly was distended, but we didn't know why, and it was because those organs were so huge.
And it pushing everything out.
Dude, if we could put a picture, I got a picture.
Oh, man.
If we could put a picture of it on the website, it will blow people's mind. And so this just got me thinking, once I looked up the size of a regular working kidney, it's supposed to be a third of a pound at the most. These were 8 pounds a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up. The Guinness Book of World Records for a kidney extracted from a body in Pakistan was only 3.9 pounds. So my father-in-law now holds the record. He hasn't contacted them, but I'm sure he's going to, because he's one of those kind of guys that would love to have his name in the Guinness Book of World Records,
man,
even
crazy,
if it was
dude.
For having 8-pound kidneys.
Crazy. I wonder what the what the record is for eating
kidneys?
Kidney beans in 12 minutes.
I don't know, but we should
That's
have
crazy,
our...
man. I'm sorry to hear that, really.
No, he's doing better now, and he feels 100% better. Yeah. I mean, they pretty much had to cut him all the way down the front and fillet him open, but they said for the next 20 years he'll live... I mean, he's 47, 48, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they said for the next 20 years he'll live way better, like he's a 20-year-old.
Will he
but
still have to continue dialysis?
Every day. And this is the weird thing that got me on the story. He can no longer drink or urinate. He can't drink anything. Not alcohol. He can't drink. He can sip. He can drink up to a total of like a third of a liter a day, they give him. Most. And then it gets absorbed into his system. But if he drinks more than that, then it'll... I don't know what it'd do, but it would fuck him up because he can't pee. He doesn't pee anymore. He never has to pee. He'll never pee again. That's fucking weird.
My mind is blown.
I know, dude. It blew my mind about the 8-pound kidneys first, and then my wife told me, and he'll never pee again.
You think?
So Hans says that once you get to be 40, your penis is just for peeing out of, because we ask him about, you know, doing the deed with his wife and whatnot, and he recently got a vasectomy, and I was like, why pay for a vasectomy if you just pee out of it anyway? But he said, well, every once in a while something might accidentally happen. But so that dispels the notion. If you have your kidneys removed, it's not just for pee. It's not even for peeing out of ever. It would be for nothing.
Man, could you do that, though?
What?
I mean, because you enjoy a flavored beverage.
I do. I would just probably swish it and spit it. Drink some Mountain Dew. The taste of nice... Like wine. You could be a total alcoholic and just drink.
Bulimic.
You could just drink alcohol all day and not swallow it.
What?
Could you only live with
food?
With drinking 6 ounces? Yeah, it seems like you choke all the time.
Yeah, you'd have to have something to wash it down.
I mean, would that bother you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Plus, you have to be on dialysis like 5 hours a day for 5 days a week.
That's rough. Well, I mean,
well, he was doing it
like
2 days
job,
a week before,
right?
And just felt like shit all the time, weak and bloated.
Yeah, I imagine it would make you very weak.
I mean, he had an extra 15 pounds of kidney in his body. That's crazy stuff. Yep. So, sorry to get on such a weird note, but blowing minds since 2012, the TagCast podcast. I don't know if you've known about that kind of stuff, but
you like Paul F. Tompkins, Jared?
Who is that?
He's a comedian. He's in the Tenacious D movies and the Tenacious D like short HBO things as the... did you ever see the Tenacious D movies? Pick a Destiny?
I saw that.
So Paul F. Tompkins is the host of the open mic when he says, the next act asked me to read this. And he has a couple comedy specials on Comedy Central. And he's in a few movies and whatnot. We're trying to get him to come to Eugene. By Dustin started a Facebook page, and he's got a deal where if you can get 300 people from your area to all like this page, that would be enough of an incentive for him to come to our town. So we're working on that. And my friend that plays in the Frank Zappa tribute band Pajama People is actually, I don't know if they're still friends, but he's an acquaintance of his from back in the day and has some old tapes of him doing some comedy acts with Paul. So
I don't think they're very much friends anymore because I heard Paul F. Tompkins
talking shit about Glenn.
No, he wanted to play in the Zappa tribute band.
Oh, yeah? But he didn't.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
But he don't know how to play any instruments.
What was the first media that you purchased, Jared? Was it a CD, a tape,
record?
Vinyl?
Cassette. Because I didn't get.
Wait a minute. I'm going to try to guess. I'm just getting a vibe of Belle Biv DeVoe. It might just be in my head, but, you know.
Belle Biv
is.
DeVoe?
Probably
no,
is just
it
in
wasn't.
My head.
The okay. first cassette I got it for my birthday when I was six. The Beatles Red Album, a double cassette, and a Sony Walkman.
Wow.
Oh,
dude,
the Red
that's
Album.
Badass.
And that's the later of the two?
Uh-huh.
I think it's the first one.
First one, 60, so it's 63 to 66.
Yeah. Love Me Do and stuff like that.
Dude, that's a great album.
That's good kid
I forgot
music.
About those two albums, the blue and the red.
Where they're looking down over the railing of that balcony. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there any unreleased tracks on those, though?
I don't
Or was that
so.
Just for the Past Masters?
I think it was just the Past Masters.
Oh, well, yeah, what a great start.
I think the red and the blue albums were
all
like radio hits.
Yeah. So when did metal come along? That was six, and then so you're getting into the Beatles, loving the Beatles, right? Loving
them
do.
That's a great way to start.
Yeah,
loving them do, and then what came after that? What was the second band that you really got into? Do you recall that?
Like Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Yeah, because that's the kind of stuff that I listened to when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Up until I was about like 11 or 12.
Right on.
Yeah,
did you ever have like a jumpsuit? Or did you ever go to, as Elvis
no.
as Halloween?
No.
Ringo.
He's got some Elvis sideburns going right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. You got flipped up collar. You know. That'd be pretty badass, dude. What are you going as Halloween this year? Do you got anything planned out?
What are you going to do? Anything for Halloween anymore?
What are you going to do?
They have adult parties like at the Dixie. They're having a big shindig with the Berated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to that, but I don't dress up when I go to that kind of stuff.
You should.
Why not, dude? What have you? I don't have any ideas. Where were we? Oh, yeah, and then so you're like Beatles into the Elvis, and then into where did metal come
when
along?
When he turned 12, probably.
Like right around the time I was like about 12 or 13, I started to get into hair metal, like Scorpions and Def Leppard.
Yeah, which is kind of Elvis with a little more distortion, right?
Oh, come on. Really? Not really. I mean, if you got Poison doing that one song they did by Loggins.
Motley Crue did Jailhouse Rock.
They did. That is correct. Went through a party in the county jail.
And actually released it on an album.
Yeah, that was dumb. They could have done something better than
sure. Obviously, I jest. But
did Motley Crue come with those bands like the Scorpions and stuff like that? Or
I'm more into the older Motley Crue, like before the Girls.
Yeah.
It has a couple good songs, but I prefer their album,
like Wild Side.
Yeah. Yeah, Theater of Pain.
Uh-huh. Did you mention Scorpions?
Yep.
And then shortly after that, I started getting into like Testament and Metallica.
Sweet. Nice.
Nice progression. Nice.
Was it the New Testament or the Old Testament?
Yeah, it was the Old Testament, because like, when I was 13, I bought the Best Of CD, and it had the stuff like prior to 93.
And they kind of got heavier like after the 90s, like Chuck Billy started using some kind of almost death metalish kind of vocals.
Yeah, I've been hearing that lately. The new album and the one before it, they have like a lot more heavier guitars and vocals.
And I don't know what album it was on, but there was a song called "Low" by Testament, where he kind of sings a little bit more death metal rather than his thrashy.
Yeah, that was from the album "Low."
Yeah,
yeah, that was their last one for Atlantic. Because it didn't chart that well.
Oh, yeah. It was low in the charts. And then they went a couple years without a release, right?
Yeah.
And I won in a contest, I think, from Carl, from K-Fly, the Testament.
Shout out to Carl.
Not the newest one, but the one before that.
Our guest next week?
Yeah. But anyway, so when did you kind of start getting into, like, even heavier stuff after you got into it? How many years did it take you after getting into, like, those hair metal bands to progress into, like, I don't know, whatever else you might like.
Yeah, well, around that same time, I also liked stuff like Stained and Drowning Pool and those kind of bands.
Yeah.
And then when I was like a senior in high school is when I started getting more into old school thrash and death metal.
Uh-huh.
Right on.
And what bands like old school thrash? That's probably from the same era as the hair bands you were listening to, but you hadn't heard of them. So like Exodus and stuff like that?
Yeah, like Megadeth and Slayer.
Right on. And liking Testament probably helped you go, well, shoot, I should check out where these guys were coming from. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you study your music pretty in depth, what you're listening to, and you know, I mean, probably even bands say
he's blown me away with some of his info that he has. Like I'll mention someone and he'll say, "Oh, he was in this band, and then that band was this band." And I was like, "How do you know all that?"
So my question to both of you guys is: does anyone like Candlebox?
I don't think so.
You remember when Z-Rock? I don't think anyone. I know a couple girls that like them.
Man.
There used to be some girls.
And they probably don't even.
They would come to karaoke and they would sing. And, you know, I know this guy might listen sometimes, and he might have listened to the live podcast because he was there. But Dean, he sang Candlebox at karaoke before.
Oh, really?
So that
might just compliment his voice is why he sings it, though. I don't think he really likes Candlebox.
Dude, he killed
Candlebox.
He sang Mary Jane's Last Dance, and he turned into Tom Petty vocally.
Really?
Like, you know, Dean's regular. I was like, once he started singing, I was like, whoa.
Because
some people just get up there and sing in their normal voice, you know?
Yeah.
But he likes
He's got a pretty good voice, though.
He became Tom Petty.
He did.
Dean Petty.
Yeah. Would you say Pat has a real resemblance to Tom Petty?
Somewhat, yeah. If his hair was blonder.
You think that's why Pat is a fan?
Yeah, I think he...
And he can do a pretty darn good impression of Tom Petty.
He's drawn to Tom because he loves himself so much that he's narcissistic to reach out to someone. That's why I don't really like Chris Cornell, because some people used to tell me that I kind of look like him. And I said, well, then I don't like him because I look
And
like
I look like Kim Thayil, kind of.
We should have started Soundgarden, a tribute band.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jerry?
You could be Matt Cameron.
You could. All right, so when did you first start getting drawn into the local music?
In 2008.
Uh-huh. Well, did you go to a show that sparked your interest into it?
In March 2008 was the first time I saw the band Arkwild. They're playing an all-ages thing at the Oddfellows Hall with the Wobblies and a couple bands I hadn't heard of.
Why did you go to the show, though? Were you going into shows and the music,
no,
right?
Not really,
music, right? You were into
Yeah, and the band The Wobblies, I had been friends with them on MySpace. But that was before I was 21. That was the first all-ages one that I was able to go to.
Uh-huh. Right on. And so
in Corvallis, you said?
Yeah, Oddfellows Hall.
So you went there and you enjoyed your time there, right?
I did, and then that was when I first started getting to like local punk and stuff. And then for 2008, that's like mostly what I saw was like punk kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And where were you going to? Over in Corvallis, you were seeing a lot of these shows?
And then I saw an outdoor show called Punk in the Park in September 2008. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was like 9 or 10 bands from the Corvallis area. And it was all different genres, like garage rock and punk.
I was actually at that show, but I thought what it was, because it was in the summertime, right?
I think it was like early September.
Yeah, I thought it was a party where you go and you take over all your leftover punks from your 4th of July party, and you go and put them in a pile and burn them. I brought like 3 or 4 of them, and there was music going on. I was like,
pile
I don't
of punk?
See a pile. Why do they call those punks?
I don't know. Isn't punk, it's a piece of wood, right?
No, it's a little, it looks like a sparkler, but you light it, and then it just burns, and then you can light the fuse from a distance.
That's called a punk?
Yeah, that's what I think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, punk, I saw on the inside of
a... What's it called, then?
I saw on the inside of a Quentin's tape. Remember the Quentin's?
Uh-huh.
Shout out to local punk rock bands.
Uh-huh.
The Quintons.
Uh-huh.
And Lance had designed the inside J-card, and it had the definition of punk.
Uh-huh, what did it say?
It said, you know, a street thug or hooligan. You know, or whatever, and then it said something about a piece of wood.
Yeah, it's like the piece of wood that you go around that looks like a torch, and then you go and start fires.
So if you went up to someone and just like, you just got punked.
No, think of like a cannon. Think of like a row of cannons.
Right, you got to light them all.
Pirate ship.
Yeah, or they probably use a punk during
a... that you use to light those fuses would be a punk.
Like before they had the electronically detonated fireworks, they would use... a punk, or then they started using like a flare.
And they would just go ahead, punk, light my mortar. All right, and so when, you know, does Corvallis still have a pretty thriving punk scene? What's the music over there like?
Yeah, they've got some bands, but they don't got that many punk bands.
Did you ever see Courtesy Clerks?
No.
I saw those guys. They all worked at Safeway, and that's why they were called that, because that's what... They're called the workers at Safeway or Courtesy Clerks. Did you know that?
No.
That's why their band was called that. We played with them once, I think, with...
at the Platinum.
Brady's other band called Tourist.
Maybe I thought I saw them with Knockout John.
Yeah, it was Sullen and Knockout John and whatever.
The Tourists?
Maybe it was four bands. No, it was Courtesy
Clerks. Might have been four bands.
Maybe we played there twice.
And then they broke up or something, didn't they?
Yeah, it was their last show that we played with them.
Oh yeah, because they
moved
they
away.
Quit.
Yeah, and broke up. And
they quit. Say one of them went and started working at a florist shop, but wasn't really a courtesy clerk. It was more of a serviceman.
And then the guy opened his own Safeway.
Yep.
No, that's not true.
That's not.
But sick. Yeah, see, that's kind of cool. The first show he went to was at Oddfellows Hall in Corvallis. Mm-hmm. I played a show
that
there
is odd.
With Void. And that was the night that we got our stuff out of the venue, the fastest we ever had, because it was.
That was the night that we got our stuff out of the venue, the fastest we ever had.
It was the Spit Fest, dude. These punkers, like, thought we were too metal, and we had a song on our set list called Homosexual Incest, so they thought we were gay-bashing metalheads. First, they were standing in the front row with their horns up, just, like, in our faces, and I'm, like, looking at Lance going, hey, thinking these guys kind of like us. You know, they're metal.
Yeah.
But then they found out they were mocking us, and then they proceeded to, like, spit on us for, like, 10 minutes. And Ron got spit on in his hair, and Pat had just shined his
Does
drums
this stuff
all
still
up.
Go on today, you think?
Punkers spitting on metalheads?
Well, just the punk-metal rivalry.
Probably not as much. It's more...
Do you ever see anything like that, Jared?
No, I don't see anything like that. But I imagine, like, maybe, like, in Portland, there might be punk shows
like
where skinheads. There's people doing that.
Yeah.
I hear there's gang activity starting to go on in town.
In Albany?
Has anybody else heard that?
It's Crips. Bloods. Albs.
Mongrels.
Mongrels or Mongols? Because there's two different ones.
I don't want to get it wrong because I'll end up dead.
Rongles. Rongrels.
I don't know. Whatever that one show was shut down for recently, wasn't there? Because the Hells Angels and the Mongrels.
Mongols.
Mongols.
I used to say it too, so I'm sorry for correcting you, but I don't
That's
want
fine.
You to misspeak.
It's fine. Whatever.
Misspeak. Mongols.
Okay, so...
Like one time Sons of Confusion was playing at the Goodfellas place down there in Springfield, and Jake's friend who had a head injury that's kind of half retarded because he got in an accident was, like, standing in, and then this Mongol, like, started fucking with him and saying, what the fuck are you looking at, you fucker, you little pussy? And, like, they're bad. They're supposed to be all badass, and they don't care about anything.
Uh-huh.
They make the Hell's Angels look like angels.
Have you ever met a Hell's Angel, Jared?
No.
Me neither. So you went to Virginia. What's that like over there on the East Coast?
Did you see Dave Grohl when you were back there?
No.
Darn it.
Yeah, it's pretty hot because I went there in July.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
All right. I got a question for you both. Who was Dave Grohl before Dave Grohl was Dave Grohl?
What does that even mean?
What is Dave
Theoretically,
Grohl? Theoretically. What is Dave Grohl right now?
He's like the guy who's part of everything, and he's always good at whatever he does, and most everything he does turns to gold, whether it's really that good or not.
And he's the most sought-out drummer. And was up,
right, he played for he played
so
for
who
so many
Dave Grohl before Dave Grohl was Dave Grohl?
Man, that's a pretty good question. Like, who was the go-to drummer before Dave Grohl came on the scene?
Yeah.
Because he was
rock and roll. I mean, you know, Buddy Rich, but Buddy Rich wasn't really.
Yeah, but he wasn't like doing stints and just going to the studio and recording an album. Say,
yeah,
because Grohl did Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
He did Juliette Lewis. Mm-hmm. He did Tom Petty. He did. He's a slut. He did all those people.
Yeah.
He did Killing Joke's album.
Uh-huh.
He did Nine Inch Nails.
Uh-huh.
He did so much stuff, and all of it's pretty good. Plus, he's always been doing the Foo Fighters. He's got the Nirvana thing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the guy was. That's a good thing. Let's ask our viewers, our listeners,
all right.
Our oral
Was
viewers.
It Phil Collins?
I sure fucking hope not. Do
what
like,
do you think, Jared? What,
I don't like
do
Phil
you,
Collins.
Who was the go-to drummer before Grohl was the go-to drummer in like what mainstream music, I guess?
Yeah. I think it'd be Ringo Starr.
Carl Palmer?
From Emerson, Lake & Palmer?
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty much any drummer who could pull this off. Just a silence. Because sometimes the silence is more important than the actual beat.
Yeah, sometimes the notes you don't play...
And if you don't know that, then you don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack!
That's what I wanted it to do. If you can do a ba-dump bump, you could be the best drummer in the world. So did you ever, like, progressed into, like, I noticed you'd made me a CD of, like, Thrombus and more heavier stuff, and you go to Norska, and you're into Void a bit, and
yeah.
What? When did you hit that progression? Was it after you got into like the 80s thrash metal that you started getting into like more death metal-y kind of stuff?
Yeah, I started getting into that kind of stuff in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like sometime during the first half of 2009, somehow I got a friend request to the Victims tribute page on MySpace, and then that's how I got into that like
that
death metal kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. And then did you come to the show with Yob and Norska?
Yeah.
And Victims, yeah. That
yeah,
was
and that
our,
was like my second metal show, because the first metal show I went to was the Fetal Boner show before they were MRSA.
Fetal Boner! I remember them guys.
Didn't we go to that show?
No, it was at Riley, or...
At
Bogies. Yeah. You know what's weird? There's a Bogies in Albany,
Wasn't
New
that
York.
That Sunday show?
Probably,
yeah.
And Cemetery Lust.
Show. Yeah.
And some other band from Portland. Oh. Necrodrunks, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that show.
I think we might have went, and Simpson was there, and
yeah,
I think
yeah,
I found
you
a,
were there, yeah.
I found some pictures. Actually, I was going through my pictures to find some pictures, and so in your computer, you got to go through
that
like every folder.
No,
yeah, and there was a picture of you and Simpson and me at Bogies, and I was like,
wow.
I saw a band on stage, but it wasn't any of my bands, so I knew it had to be.
It was probably Fetal Boner.
Yep, it was a little baby penis.
Yeah, I remember Jeff being there.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's, I mean, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, Lance was at that show. I saw him there.
Wow.
And that was probably like, I don't know if we met that time, but was that the first time we met, or did we meet you at the Void show?
No,
did
I first met you at
the Sun show.
I first met you at the Bleach show in 2008 at the Calpulla.
Oh, Bleach, that's
and
right.
And then I saw Suns in March of 2009 at Bogies with Bleach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then that was like when I first met
Man,
you.
Man, that's like 4 years ago, and it just seems like forever.
It does.
Whoa.
It does.
It's crazy pants.
That's awesome. Does that seem like forever ago to you, or does it just seem like the other
kinda.
Time?
Kinda.
Yep, time flies when you're living.
Do you enjoy Skid Row?
I like some of their stuff, but I prefer their second album, Slave to the Grind, because it had a little bit of a thrash element.
That song was pretty upbeat and getting on. Didn't that have Monkey Business on it, too?
Monkey Business.
I saw them do that on Saturday Night Live that year.
Oh, really?
I think it was 93 or something. What,
wow.
You know what
was
that?
Dave Grohl drumming
came
for
out
him?
91.
91, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Dave Grohl drumming for him.
Was Mr. Drummond drumming for him?
Mr. Drummond. What you talking about, Willis?
You ever watch old school TV, Jared?
Like Different Strokes?
No, not that show, but yeah, I watched some older shows.
Like on TV Land?
Yeah.
Mr. Ed?
yeah, I used to watch that.
Me
a
too,
horse
man.
Is a horse, of course. Of course.
He was always getting one over on old...
What's his name?
Wilbur.
Oh, Wilbur.
Wilbur. Right on. What are some of the other ones? Do you watch Survivor?
No.
My parents do.
Man,
and I hate
it's
it.
On tomorrow night.
And I was giving some... Oh, it was a shout out to Jeff Walter from...
You want to start a Survivor cast with me?
Currently of Poison Idea, formerly of Savior, which I know you kind of like those guys, Jared. Uh-huh. Jeff Walter, he's a big fan of the Timbers soccer team.
They're falling over in the woods.
And he said... Timbers and Survivor, right on. And I was like, you actually watch that crap? And then, like, I felt bad because I shouldn't be judgmental, but I watch X Factor sometimes.
Yeah.
But
there's a...
Just because I was on it.
If a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, is it still eligible for a missed work claim from Aflac?
Trees don't get insurance. Do
really?
They?
I don't know.
We said that at the same time. That was weird. Hey, I don't know where we're at, but let's jump into celebrity birthday. It'll give us topics as well.
Right on. Do you have any birthdays coming up, Jared?
No.
me and Jared share a birthday with Gene Simmons and Elvis Costello and Caitlin Payne.
But not. I mean, have you ever thought about maybe skipping a birthday?
No.
I'd like to now.
Would you want to double up on birthdays? Let's say if you could have two birthdays a year, but you age twice as fast, would it be worth it for the extra cake and gifts?
No.
No, and as you get older...
What if I threw in an extra Christmas?
No.
Because as you get older, you get less and less presents for these aforementioned holidays.
That is true, but you wouldn't know that if you were 9 and I was trying to make that bet.
Like, I don't know what you got, but you're like half my... Well, not half, but you're younger than me. We'll just put it at that.
Yeah.
I got, for my birthday this year, a 24-pack of Mountain Dew.
That's pretty badass,
and that's all... And that was from a friend who's not even my friend. No offense, Kathy, you're my friend, but I've only known you for about 2 months.
I sent you a dozen pics.
When?
In the mail from Amazon.
Well, I haven't got them yet, but thanks.
I sent them to your car wash.
To the car wash? What's the address of the car wash? 208 Bishop Way.
Whatever it was on Facebook.
I don't ever get mail there. I don't think there's...
What?
It's not deliverable. Hopefully it'll come back to you because I didn't get it. But thanks. I got a
pack
of picks.
Well, I sent it directly from Amazon.
Yeah, but if it's going to 204 Bishop Way, we don't have a mailbox. You should have just sent it. Now everybody knows my address on the internet. Shit. Don't send me hate mail, please.
Dude, I did. Wow.
It's all
crazy.
Good, though. Thanks, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thought that counts.
I just didn't even remember it.
Why is everybody always picking on me? So, did you ever get into docking while you were into your hair metal stuff? No?
No, not really.
Yeah, neither did Dustin because he didn't even recognize him on the radio and he lost metal points for it.
I always don't recognize docking
but
on the radio.
How about the Lynch Mob?
No.
No. Okay, well, it's George Lynch's birthday today.
Founder and inventor of lemonade.
Lynchburg lemonade. He had his own burg. No, George Lynch played for Dokken and Lynch Mob, and he is like 50-something.
Do you know why they put Berg on cities? That means it's smoky. It's like a fog. It's like a smoggy city.
Hmm.
Right? Like Pittsburgh.
Harrisburg?
You think like Pittsburgh, there's like...
I don't believe it.
No?
It's just a ville or a burg or a town or something. But anyway, remember how last week we had so many Saturday Night Live birthdays?
Yeah.
Even more, Janine Garofalo.
Wow.
Which I like that chick. She's funny and hip. She played Portland a few times, and I think she's like almost 50, 48 today.
You watch Saturday Night Live a lot, Jared?
Sometimes, not very often.
Are you familiar with any of the old ones?
Yeah.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, Victoria Jackson.
As far as looks or what?
No, just on her Saturday Night Live presence.
I think she was kind of one-dimensional. I know that was probably for Jared, but he might not know who she is.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
She was from the late 80s. What's going on?
She was the bimbo.
Yeah, but she was blonde and cute.
Yeah.
I would have humped her.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if I would now because she probably looks like Sally Struthers, who, by the way, Sally Struthers got a DUI recently.
I thought that was Jabba the Hutt.
It was, but they're the same person. Anyway, on to more birthdays. Former guitarist from Marilyn Manson. This isn't his real name, but this
Twiggy.
Is Ginger Fish.
I thought it was Twiggy.
Oh, yeah. Ginger Fish was the bass player. Sorry.
Or is Twiggy with corn?
No, Twiggy is from Marilyn Manson.
And what do you think of Marilyn Manson, Jared?
I like some of their stuff.
Yeah, I like the earlier stuff. And on Wednesday, we had Sherry Moon Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a name with moon and a Z in it. Well, guess whose birthday it is today? Moon Unit Zappa, another name with a moon and a Z. So she's 45 today, the Valley Girl, 45. You know who Dita Von Teese is?
Tattoo artist. No, she's a...
Burlesque
dancer, performer.
Yep, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's
Bondage
40.
Girl?
40 today. Kind of bondage-y. Kind of a... Betty White.
Betty Page was a bondage girl.
Dude, have you ever been to Betty White's fetish page? It's good. Golden Shower Girls.
Betty White's bondage page?
Yeah. It's called BettyWhiteBondage.com. Check it out. A couple more birthdays. Jackass. Bam Margera.
Something happened with him in the news lately.
Well, it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, but what happened to him?
I don't know.
Oh. And one local friend. She's not so local anymore because she recently moved from Portland to Everett, but... Part of my family and a good friend to everybody in my circle, Rebecca Rosensteel. Happy birthday. Yes, word up. We won't even give your age out today because we know last year you had your dirty 30 party, and that was common knowledge. So anybody who can add 30 plus 1 knows how old she is. But
29.
Yes, it goes backwards after that. We hope to see you down here at an event or a function sometime, Rebecca. We miss you.
She would love that Andy Andrist.
Yeah, I sent her an invite knowing that Everett is a long drive, but hopefully...
Oh, that show would
be
worth it, though.
Yeah, maybe her and our buddy Josh and her friend
Josh.
It's
got a good laugh for a comedy crowd, too.
Oh, man, it's infectious.
Yeah.
Yes, so happy birthday, Rebecca, and to all you washed-up celebrities. And happy Friday to all you taggots out there.
Yeah.
I didn't say that before. Hey, what's in Hans' CD player? Got any guesses? He's throwing
Wait
me
a
for
minute.
Stumpers. And I'm good to be stumped because I'm an amputee. So
who can it be now?
Another band that I've heard their name but don't think I've heard any of their music.
Minute Work.
Whoa, that's weird. You're looking on my thing over here because I'll tell you why later. Did you peek?
No.
Well, he's listening to the Helicopters. Do you know who those guys are?
No, but is it?
They have a band, or they have a song called, or an album called High Visibility. That's in Hans's CD player today. But on my turntable, Men at Work.
No way.
I swear to fucking God, business as usual.
Dude, that just came in my head. Who can it be now?
And that song is on the record that is on my turntable.
Well, that's the...
That's why I thought you looked at my list.
Record.
You looked
at
my.
Not, no.
The reason I listened to it is because a couple months ago we talked about their saxophonist passed away. So and people give me shit for listening to shit like Devo and Men at Work and
Blondie. Some good shit, dude.
I liked it when I was a kid, and it's kind of like Jared could probably still whip out some Beatles and some Elvis and still enjoy it.
Nobody in the U.S. would know what a Vegemite sandwich is.
That's right.
Have you ever had a Vegemite sandwich, Jared?
No.
Have you ever had Nutella?
Yeah, I think
I tried Nutella.
Do you prefer it over regular peanut butter?
I do not.
Fucking, there's
there was chocolate.
There are people that go, you know, that love that shit, will defend it to all death.
Dude, I tried the chocolate Nutella because that's just what was around. But the weird thing is, my daughter's, my stepdaughter, as I call my daughter, her grandma thought that she got sick from peanut butter or something one time, so she just decided that she has a peanut allergy, and so like she
so would, now you can't even go to Outback with her.
No, but she doesn't, because she's ate peanut butter and nothing happened, and it was just like her grandma thought that, so she told everybody she's got a peanut allergy, so we're giving her Nutella. I don't like it.
Here's a segment I'm calling overrated. I'm gonna name something that's overrated, then you guys name something that's overrated.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I agree. I like peanut butter plain sandwiches, which is weird to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated?
Do you have you ever had peanut butter toast?
Yeah. I'm getting hooked on the peanut butter cheese sandwiches. I actually used regular cheese this time instead of Velveeta, and it wasn't because that's all we had. I kind of liked it.
Will you try something for me, though?
Maybe.
Instead of bread, you want to microwave them for about 30 seconds till they're soft.
Bagels,
frozen waffles as your bread.
Wow.
It's like a sweet bread. It's like a little touch of honey bread.
You get the maple kind that are infused with maple syrup.
What's your overrated for the episode, Jared? What's overrated?
Any category.
MTV.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, because too many people watch it and it's just crap.
It's not even worth, man. What's your least favorite MTV show?
Pregnant.
Did you know that Real World is filming up in Portland?
No.
It is. The Real World is filming up in Portland.
We saw him, and my wife went in front of the camera hoping to be on the show, but I
wasn't really
able to make it. Yeah.
Would you walk in front of the camera hoping to be on the Real World, Portland, Jared?
No.
Would you flip off the camera?
I don't know.
If it came to your mind, you probably would.
Say fucking void, motherfuckers.
Dude, that's what you should do. You jump out in front of there and say, play Bart. Right?
Yeah.
Play Bart.
And then we'll have more than 13 likes on the play Bart thing.
Thing
page.
Hey, I don't know how old you were, but it seems like it'd be a few years before, but do you remember when Furbies were the craze for kids? Furbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my stepkids, well, they weren't my stepkids because I wasn't married to the girl, but we were together for like 8 years, so they were kind of my kids. But they had these Furbies, and I've just noticed that they're back. Did you know Furbies are back? They're back on the market. And they got those googly
really?
Fucking
Again?
Eyeballs.
Well, it's a new generation, right?
They used to say party. And we got them for Christmas for our kids, and then we made the mistake of making a trip for Christmas vacation to Montana, and they had these Furbies in the back seat, and they wouldn't stop moving them, and they're like action motive activated or whatever, so anytime you move them, they open their eyes and go, party. And sometimes they'd say something else like, oh, I'm a fucking retard or whatever they say, and
I don't think that's really what they probably want to say.
Well, that's what the new ones say. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I didn't know if you guys saw that, but Furbies are back, and they're creepier than ever because the colors are different and weird, and their eyeballs are just like... Do you remember that one show that used to have people that could do crazy stuff? I don't remember what it was, but it was around the time of a millionaire, and that lady would come on there and pop her eyeballs out.
Yeah.
They'd stick out like 11 centimeters. Mm-hmm. That's fucking weird. That's what those Furbies look like.
They
that black
do.
Chip. I couldn't watch TV for
a
week.
In Adrian's Yin Yang, he is sporting Patricia Arquette from Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Well, she's
what do
not
you guys
bad.
What do you guys think of that movie?
Dokken.
Yeah.
Dream movie. Warrior. That's the main Dokken song I like because that's the main song.
Is that number three?
Yeah. I think that the awesome, one of the awesome parts in that movie is when that one kid, like, gets his tendons ripped out of his arms and they just come out as strings and then he's using them like a puppet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then he walks to the edge of the thing and jumps off the thing. Those movies, like, they used to freak me out because I was kind of like,
oh, man.
Right on the borderline.
The sound effects are cheese.
It's like a...
Oh, just, yeah, the sound effects are just, I don't know.
Even maybe some of the regular audio visual effects are cheesy, too, but I guess we just didn't notice it back then.
I don't know. It was all in fun, right?
I guess. It's always a kick in the pants.
Don't shit in my microwave and tell me it's a Hot Pocket.
Is that someone's line, or did you just make that up?
I've been throwing that around. Actually, it's something else. Don't shit in my microwave and tell me it's... No, don't shit in my oven and tell me it's brownies.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. Hey, you know what we missed on the last episode was any crazy Floridian stories.
Oh, really? Do you know anybody from Florida, Jared?
Yeah.
You do, huh? Wow.
He blows me away with the yas every time.
Who do you know?
I have an aunt and uncle that live there.
Oh, really? Are they retired?
Yes.
Do they own a cat?
I don't know.
Do they live in a condo?
I don't know.
Do you like to wear a Santa hat?
Come on, you're getting off the subject.
All right.
Have you ever been to Florida?
No.
Okay, me neither. I'd like to go there sometime.
Have you ever had Floridian orange juice?
No.
Do you know who Anita Bryant is?
I don't.
She was the chick that used to be on all the orange juice commercials in the 70s, and then she got outed for being a fag hater because she didn't like gays. And then,
she had curly black hair?
Kind of short and kind of like Anita Bryant. Florida orange juice.
Dude. You need a Bryant.
See, and now I need a Bryant. And that's why all the Florida people are so crazy. So this guy, this isn't super crazy, but it's just like an idiot. There's lots of idiots down there. This guy called 911. Remember that one guy was calling 911 asking for sex?
Have you ever called 911, Jared?
No.
This guy called 911 a while back, and he was asking like 7-8 times, called 911 asking for a female deputy to come to his house and have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a different guy from Seminole, Florida.
Seminole.
He called 911 saying that his daughter was hitting him and that he needed help.
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, he was just mad because she wouldn't get him another beer. And he called 911. He also called back again to say that his daughter was on drugs and was physically attacking him. And then the daughter secretly recorded the threats that he had made to make the false charges against her because she would not get him any more beer. So if that's you're drunk as fuck and you tell her, go get me a beer, you little bitch, and then she doesn't do it, that's it. I'm calling 911. My daughter's attacking me by not giving me beer. So I don't know if I ever want to go to Florida.
Have you ever drank a beer, Jared?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of beer?
One of my favorite kinds is Guinness, and I also like PBR and Still Reserve.
Have you ever mixed all three together?
No.
Have you ever mixed two of them together?
No.
Have you mixed one of them together?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, it doesn't.
As if you had two separate cans of the same stuff and poured them both in your mouth, then I guess that would be...
You like Guinness on tap, or do you mind it in the can with that little aerator?
I like it both ways.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that ball? Do you shake it? There's a ball in there, isn't it?
No, you just open it fresh or something.
And then it just releases air or something.
Have you ever had an Irish car bomb?
No.
Go off in your neighborhood? You didn't let me finish.
Yeah, that was good.
Just kidding. Shout out to Andy Bradwin. Maybe he'll be on our show someday. He has a great bit about the Irish car bomb and how it really shouldn't be a drink because that's just rude. Yeah. People die from those things. Of course, people die from alcohol too, so I guess it's all good.
Do you have any parting words for our sponsors, Jared?
Who's our sponsor?
Complete Ag Resolution. Do you own a tractor?
No.
Would you like to own a tractor?
No.
Would you like to own a farm?
No.
No.
Would you like to own your own house? I would. Someday I would like to.
I would like to say I'm a homeowner, and it's not really... It's awesome because you just have to pay property taxes, which is pretty cheap. But you do have to take care of everything yourself.
Oh, yeah. It's all
when you got a landlord, you can just door's broken.
Yeah.
Toilet's broken.
I haven't had anything fixed here, though, in forever.
You'd think the landlords could give you some kind of a compensation when you don't call on them for anything during the year.
I'm going to give him a caucus sensation.
A what?
A what? Could you say that again, please?
A caucus sensation.
What's that mean?
I don't know. What did you just say?
Caucus sensation.
That's what you said?
No, you did.
I know, but what did you say?
Who's on first?
Huh?
I said you should. They should give you a rebate for not coming out to fix anything. And you said, I'm going to give them a caucus sensation.
You said something like a causation or some compensation.
Oh.
That's what it was, and I thought you said a caucus sensation.
What is a caucus sensation?
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
What?
What?
What? God damn it.
What?
What?
What? All right, so I think that's all the time we have about today.
Hey, are we going to party this weekend or what?
Fuck yeah!
Is anybody going to the Dixie?
What's going on over there?
Dave Wilson's putting on a show with his Willamette Valley local music scene with a couple bands that I've never heard of. It's on a Saturday, but the band's called Tuesday Night, so I'm fucking confused. I don't know what's going on.
I was over there Tuesday night waiting for Saturday to play.
Yeah, and then, like, the game played right. That doesn't make sense.
I didn't even know there was a game going on.
And then, like, Chris Castle said his buddies wanted to book a show with Destroy the Deck, and I said, what's the other band? And he's like, I'm not a part of it. And I'm like, but what's the name of the band? And he's like, they're called I'm Not a Part of It. I was like, so you're not in the band? And he's like, well, I'm in Destroy the Deck. But and I found out where the Destroy the Deck name actually came from. It's not from skateboarding. It's not from rocking out on the back porch. It was because he had to rewind this tape so many times to learn a riff from one of the songs that he finally got so pissed that he punched the tape player and he destroyed the deck.
Oh, wow.
Tape deck.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Huh.
What do you guys think about that?
Wow. I think Destroy the Deck should play with Constructing Things.
Is that a band?
It is now.
What? So you guys, I hope you have a good weekend. Go out there and do something. Maybe go to the Dixie or something. I don't know.
Unless you don't want to have a good weekend, then fuck off and don't have one.
Whoa. Why do you got to be so fucking hostile?
Because Dimebag.
You like Pantera?
I like Dimebags.
How many Dimebags do you smoke today?
A dime.
10 dime bags?
A dime's dime.
You have $100
weed habit? That's a true dime. That's a true dime.
All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey, thanks for being there, Jared.
Yeah. Yep. I tried to start the music, but it didn't go. What's happening?
That's what she said.
I can hear it, though, now.
Is that what she said, Jared?
That's weird. You can hear it. You can hear it, can't you? Yeah, because you dumped it in later.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend, you guys, and we'll see you on Monday for another shoot.
Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic Tagcast episodes on their Free for All Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggots, you need something to do? Of course you do. You don't want to sit at home like a dick in the mud. Go out and see some shows. As a matter of fact,
I just killed a spider.
Shit, now it's going to rain for 2 weeks. Vinegaroons. Vinegaroon! Wednesday, September 25th, we got the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase that happens every final Wednesday of the month. This month on the 25th, your host Seth Milstein will bring in some comics down from Portland in the form of Lonnie Broon and Stephanie Pirtle, formerly from Eugene, Jesse McCoy, also from Portland, and we're going to have Mac Chase and Andy Bradwin and a couple other comics, I believe, from Portland. There's a $5 suggested donation, but if you're broke like most of us, it could be free, but it'll help Seth pay for the comics if you just give $5. That's at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. Then the next night, another Eugene comedy show at the Granary, usually ran by Seth, but he's out of town, so Carmichael McGee will be hosting the show featuring Andy Bradwin and Bryce Jones and Absolute Improv, which I don't know if that's a troupe or an actual person, but go check that out. Also $5, 9 p.m., 21 and over at the pizza place, because it's downstairs. So, also, if you're in Portland that night and can't make it to the comedy show, go down to Dante's and check out Jucifer and Dirt Clod Fight with the Ninjas. It's $10 at the door, 9 o'clock, 21 and over at Dante's in Portland. Friday, September 27th at the Green Room Comedy Club. In Eugene, we got Ian Carmel from Portland, and your host will be Max Brockman and a couple special guests. It's $6 at the door, 9 p.m., also 21 and over. September 29th, it's a Saturday, we got the Sick Town Derby's 4th Annual Skate Timber Fest at the Linn County Fairgrounds in Albany. We got the Smash Unit versus the Southern Oregon Roller Girls. If you can afford it, go down and check out the Roller Girls. It's $10 in advance, $13 at the door, 5 p.m. all ages. And then later that night, you should head down to the Dixie Creek Saloon and Tangent. Willamette Valley local music scene is putting on a two-band night with The Game Played Right and Tuesday Nights, which is a band. It's on a Saturday. Don't get confused. It's the 29th of September, and it's free. It starts at 9 o'clock, and you got to be 21 to get in. Friday, October 5th, comedy at Into Pizza in Independence with Rico Star, Joe Demio, myself, and our host Jesse Priest, and a couple other comics that will probably be added to the bill before that happens. $5, 9 o'clock, all ages, so bring the kids. The next night is Fall Into Darkness, day two, which is the only one I'm focusing on because that's just the way I am. It's at Bronx in Portland. St. Vitus, Weed Eater, Sour Vein, and I don't know how to pronounce that band, but they're probably pretty cool. F. Thermos. $12 in advance, $17 at the door. And you might think that's a lot, but we're talking St. Vitus and Weed Eater and Sour Vein here, so give it up. Monday, October 8th at the Level Up Arcade in Eugene, another installment of the Kill Screen comedy shows with Seth Milstein. He's bringing in David Huntsberger, which if you Google him, he might give you a dollar. No, to Google him, you'll check him out, and he's a pretty well-established comedian who has a pretty good resume. Andy Mann will be coming down, a girl from Portland who I saw recently. He's very funny. Seth Milstein will be doing a set as well. Josh Finch will be hosting. That's $5, 9 p.m., 21. That should be all the shows. It's just $5, 9 p.m., 21. That's what they all are, except for this one, October 9th at the Red Room in Portland. We got our buddy Crosby Ringer's band, Ion Storm, playing with Toxic Zombie and more. $5, 8 p.m., 21 and over. We got October 12th, the big show at the Wow Hall in Eugene.
Wow.
Tribute bands Maiden Northwest and Sick Man, paying tribute to Iron Maiden and Alice in Chains, respectively. I will be opening the show with an acoustic interpretation of some hard rock and heavy metal songs that I've been getting requests for. That's going to be $7 in advance, 8 p.m. Friday, October 12th, all ages as well. And October 14th, I'll be telling jokes at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland for the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase with your host Patrick Perkins and a whole slew of other Portland comedians. And last but not least, don't forget Napalm Death at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, November 11th. Get your tickets for that now because it might sell out and you don't want to miss those chaps. They're not assless. Thanks for listening to the comedy and rock and roll entertainment calendar. Go see some shows, you guys. I mean, it's the least you could do. Don't sit at home and be a stick in the mud. But rock on.
www.tagcastpodcast.com.
Boopity boop.